The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 236. Hi, welcome. I'm glad you're here. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. We're back in the book of Proverbs today as we finish off the week. And chapters 10 and 11 are full of one- and two-line proverbs, or teachings. Whole sermons could be created from each sentence, and probably have been since these words were first given to Solomon. It almost seems a shame to just read through them and move on. But that's the format for this podcast, and that's what we'll do. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 10. These are Solomon's proverbs. Wise children make their fathers proud of them. Foolish ones bring their mothers grief. Wealth you get by dishonesty will do you no good, but honesty can save your life. The Lord will not let good people go hungry, but he will keep the wicked from getting what they want. Being lazy will make you poor, but hard work will make you rich. A sensible person gathers the crops when they are ready. It is a disgrace to sleep through the time of harvest. Good people will receive blessings. The words of the wicked hide a violent nature. Good people will be remembered as a blessing, but the wicked will soon be forgotten. Sensible people accept good advice. People who talk foolishly will come to ruin. Honest people are safe and secure, but the dishonest will be caught. Someone who holds back the truth causes trouble, but one who openly criticizes works for peace. A good person's words are a fountain of life, but a wicked person's words hide a violent nature. Hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives all offenses. Intelligent people talk sense, but stupid people need to be punished. The wise get all the knowledge they can, but when fools speak, trouble is not far off. Wealth protects the rich. Poverty destroys the poor. The reward for doing good is life, but sin leads only to more sin. People who listen when they are corrected will live, but those who will not admit that they are wrong are in danger. Anyone who hides hatred is a liar. Anyone who spreads gossip is a fool. The more you talk, the more likely you are to sin. If you are wise, you will keep quiet. A good person's words are like pure silver. A wicked person's ideas are worthless. A good person's words will benefit many people, but you can kill yourself with stupidity. It is the Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy. Hard work can make you no richer. It is foolish to enjoy doing wrong. Intelligent people take pleasure in wisdom. The righteous will get what they want, but the wicked will get what they fear most. Storms come and the wicked are blown away, but honest people are always safe. Never get a lazy person to do something for you. He will be as irritating as vinegar on your teeth or smoke in your eyes. Obey the Lord and you will live longer. The wicked die before their time. The hopes of good people lead to joy, but wicked people can look forward to nothing. The Lord protects honest people, but destroys those who do wrong. Righteous people will always have security, but the wicked will not survive in the land. Righteous people speak wisdom, but the tongue that speaks evil will be stopped. Righteous people know the kind thing to say, but the wicked are always saying things that hurt. Proverbs chapter 11. The Lord hates people who use dishonest scales. He is happy with honest weights. People who are proud will soon be disgraced. It is wiser to be modest. If you are good, you are guided by honesty. People who can't be trusted are destroyed by their own dishonesty. Riches will do you no good on the day you face death, but honesty can save your life. Honesty makes a good person's life easier, but the wicked will cause their own downfall. Righteousness rescues those who are honest, but those who can't be trusted are trapped by their own greed. When the wicked die, their hope dies with them. Confidence placed in riches comes to nothing. The righteous are protected from trouble. It comes to the wicked instead. You can be ruined by the talk of godless people, but the wisdom of the righteous can save you. A city is happy when honest people have good fortune, and there are joyful shouts when the wicked die. A city becomes great when the righteous give it their blessing, but a city is brought to ruin by the words of the wicked. It is foolish to speak scornfully of others. If you are smart, you will keep quiet. No one who gossips can be trusted with a secret, but you can put confidence in someone who is trustworthy. A nation will fall if it has no guidance. Many advisors mean security. If you promise to pay a stranger's debt, you will regret it. You are better off if you don't get involved. A gracious woman is respected, but a woman without virtue is a disgrace. Lazy people will never have money, but aggressive people will get rich. You do yourself a favor when you are kind. If you are cruel, you only hurt yourself. Wicked people do not really gain anything, but if you do what is right, you are certain to be rewarded. Anyone who is determined to do right will live, but anyone who insists on doing wrong will die. The Lord hates evil-minded people, but loves those who do right. You can be sure that evil people will be punished, but the righteous will escape. Beauty in a woman without good judgment is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. What good people want always results in good. When the wicked get what they want, everyone is angry. Some people spend their money freely and still grow richer. Others are cautious and yet grow poorer. Be generous and you will be prosperous. Help others and you will be helped. People curse someone who hoards grain, waiting for a higher price, but they praise the one who puts it up for sale. If your goals are good, you will be respected, but if you are looking for trouble, this is what you will get. Those who depend on their wealth will fall like the leaves of autumn, but the righteous will prosper like the leaves of summer. Those who bring trouble on their families will have nothing at the end. Foolish people will always be servants to the wise. Righteousness gives life, but violence takes it away. Those who are good are rewarded here on earth, so you can be sure that wicked and sinful people will be punished. May God bless the reading of His Word. See what I mean about just reading and moving on? There is just so much here. Where to focus for today? How about this? One thought that comes up repeatedly for me is that a wise person knows that no matter how much he knows, there is still a lot he does not know, and a foolish person thinks he knows it all. Have you ever seen that old TV show, Cheers? If you haven't, I encourage you to watch an episode or two on Netflix. Remember the mail carrier, Cliff Clavin? He was one of those guys that you often see in a group situation that always thinks he knows everything about whatever subject comes up in conversation. He puffs up his chest and he says, "Oh yeah, well let me tell you about it." And then he goes on to demonstrate that he really doesn't know anything about it. Cliff Clavin was a fool. And then on another TV show, there's a character that demonstrates wisdom. If you haven't seen this one, it's also on Netflix. The show actually only showed up occasionally. It wasn't a weekly series. It's the Jesse Stone TV movies that starred Tom Selleck. In that show, he plays a small town chief of police. He has many personal problems, but he does demonstrate the characteristic of knowing when to keep quiet. In one scene, the town council, the group to whom he is accountable, is not happy with the way that he's handling a particular crime investigation, and they're kind of giving him the third degree. They're grilling him about what he's doing and how he's doing it. To their questions, he responds with primarily one-word answers. Well, one of the council persons, in frustration, says, "Well, you don't talk much, do you?" And Stone's answer is something like, "Only when there's something to say." The wise person doesn't feel the need to demonstrate how smart he is. The foolish person is too stupid to know when to shut up. I think I'll shut up now. Of course, this is Resurrection Weekend. In my mind, Easter is the most holy day of the year. Without the resurrection, our faith is for naught. But Jesus is alive, and because He lives, we have a future. Have a blessed Easter. Thank you for spending time with me today. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.